Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, April 9th. Markets continue to anticipate the latest gauge on inflation after stocks kicked off the week mixed but little changed yesterday. The Nasdaq held on to a gain, adding just 5 points or 0.03%. The Dow lost 0.03% or 11 points, and the S&P 500 shed about 2 points or 0.04%. Bill, let's get into Tuesday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, good morning, Emily. Yeah, I'm watching the S&Ps. They've been, you know, they're flat. You know, they were flat to lower earlier this morning, but now they're flat to higher. And in fact, we're actually up 0.17%. So that's, you know, the highest I've seen all morning long. So, you know, you got to be a little bit positive that things are turning green this morning. You know, the key here really is tomorrow, because we got a number of economic reports issues coming out tomorrow. You got that inflation report, and you got the Fed meeting minutes. You got a central bank announcement from Canada. I mean, this is what's, you know, really the market's going to be focused on. Tomorrow's a big day. But, you know, last night I saw that, you know, Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neil Kashkari was talking, and he was talking about his concern about the recent rise in oil prices, you know, likely to be able to keep inflation higher. I see President Biden is scheduled to make remarks on what's called the CARE economy this morning. And this evening he's going to be meeting with the Japanese with Japan's prime minister as he's in town. You know, you got to keep a focus on Israel and what's going on in the Middle East. I mean, Israel is looking to start an offensive in Rafah. You know, they didn't really give a date, but they're pulling troops out of one area and moving them to another. So they have those peace talks. And yesterday, the peace talks looked like they were moving forward. And that doesn't seem to be happening anymore. So, you know, that's a source of concern. And you have, of course, a pending retaliatory strike from Iran to Israel that is potential. But, you know, we're keeping an eye on the overseas markets, you know, specifically in Europe. We're seeing the DAX down 118 points. That's down 0.68%. The FTSE, you know, is now higher by almost 10 points, 0.13%, which is positive. Mining stocks are strong. And Paris, we're looking at a drop of 38 points or 0.47%. And luxury stocks in tech are really kind of weak over there in Europe. Last night in Asia, we saw some, gains, essentially. The Nikkei jumped about 1.08%. That's 426 points. Hong Kong markets jumped 95 points at 0.57%. And in China, you know, the market was up, but, you know, a point. You know, nothing really crazy there, but the commodity sensitive stocks were higher. You know, the Shanghai, you know, markets are kind of concerned about the upcoming inflation and trade figures that are coming out. And of course, you know, Yellen ruled out, she would not rule out any, you know, potential tariffs against China for their green energy exports. And that warning is kind of like causing a little bit of concern. But China's been like oversupplying the market with clean energy products. So, you know, and that, the fear is that they could, you know, wipe out, U.S. firms that are in that business of like solar energy and EVs. But, you know, the Chinese markets did finish, you know, slightly higher, slightly in the green. We're keeping an eye on oil this morning. You know, oil was higher all morning. It was up, you know, 0.7%. That I noticed it was up, you know, only 0.25%, a quarter of a percent. And now we're showing, you know, that it's flat to lower. I mean, you know, WTI is at $86.34 a barrel. That's down 9 cents. Brent is trading $90.39. That's up one penny. I mean, you know, the hopes to the end of the hostilities in the Middle East really have subsided. Israeli Prime Minister said on Monday that he plans to, you know, move forward with the invasion of Rafah. You know, and that's concerning, but, you know, it's really about the supply and, you know, and the transportation factors. Airborne transit is up. Ship traffic is down. So we're seeing a mixed bag in oil this morning. We'll have to see how oil, you know, trades throughout the day. But, it's a key issue for me, especially for, you know, when I consider that we have an inflation report tomorrow. But that's what I have for you in terms of morning markets update report, Emily.
Bill, markets are sort of in a hurry up and wait mode, like you said, anticipating a lot of this economic data. And, earnings are sort of in a slow spot right now ahead of big banks reporting coming up. But we're still keeping track of information, as we heard in your opening. Even as everybody's anticipating sort of the big headline information, you're keeping track of all the details on any given trading day. And that is concluding earnings action, economic events, and other market moving headlines. So we're going to turn here to earnings action today. Bill, what is going on in terms of earnings?
Tilray, ticker TLRY, Tom, Larry, Richard, Yellow, they beat by 5 cents, but it was done on lower revenue. You look at the stock, it's down 13.90%. Neogen, ticker NEOG, they met expectations on higher revenue. That stock's down 6.47%. That's really all that came out. Nothing spectacular. It's very quiet on the earnings front. But this afternoon, you have Smart Global Holdings. EPS is 25 cents. Expected move is 14.69% when they release. And WD-40, William David, Frank Charlie, WDFC, they're coming out this afternoon. Their EPS is $1.13. Expected move is 10.71% when they release earnings, later today. I look at the call volume on WD-40. It looks positive. I don't like the fact that the estimated percentage move continues to increase. In terms of Smart Global Holdings, option volumes look positive. I don't see any major brokers really following the stock, though, so didn't make my list. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings update, Emily.
And now on to the day's economic events. Again, really key data coming out tomorrow and later throughout the week. But, we've learned that Fed speak can be a big market driver, and you keep track of that. And not only are you able to get the latest comments, but using your newsware, you're actually also able to gather historical comments at the same time. So you're really getting the full breadth of, what these trends are and how they're, offering information. So Bill, give us a rundown of the day's economic events.
Well, you are right. I do cover Fed speak. I do monitor it. And the reason why I monitor it is because the markets monitor it. And the market moves off of the Fed speak. And, late yesterday, we heard from Fed Bank President Neel Kashkari of the Minneapolis Fed. And he doubled down in a statement saying the central bank can't stop short of its inflation fight amid rising oil prices. You also heard from Chicago Fed Bank President Austin Goosby yesterday, who's a bit more dovish, saying, you got to pay attention. You don't want to be too restrictive. If you're too restrictive, the unemployment rate's going to start to go up. I mean, markets are seeing roughly 60 basis points in total easing for this year. That's down from the previous forecast of 75 basis points. You're looking at the expectations, for a June rate cut. They're dialed back a little bit. They're dialing back a little bit. They're not so sure. I've been saying July, but June is a possibility. We'll have to wait and see. But I don't see any big economic reports coming out this morning pre-market or after the market. There's no Fed speak I see on track. But tomorrow we got that inflation report and the Fed meeting minutes. So those are the key economic reports that are pending. And I think the market's going to be looking to kind of, ascertain and trade off of what the expectations are for those pending economic reports, Emily.
And we'll be keeping track of those as they come out right here on Newswire's Trade Talk, setting up our alerts so we have that information when it comes out in the coming days. Today, you're also keeping track of other market moving information, Bill, and that includes things like merger news, shareholders meetings, other catalysts. You look at your stocks grouped together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks, that really have a sway on overall sentiment. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Sure. I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I'm showing, 16 higher, 12 lower, rest unchanged. It's okay. I'm looking at my FANG stocks. For the most part, we're seeing gains, except Apple is trading, flat to lower. That shouldn't really surprise me. I look at some of the news behind the tape and like Apple. Bank of America is out there saying Apple's app store revenue grew 10% in the second quarter. That's kind of positive, yet the stock is trading lower. It's at that 168 range, 168.29, and that's low. I mean, you could see that moving over. It doesn't take much for that stock to push higher off of that 168 to the 170 range. We're talking Google ticker GOOG. They're making, there's talk about them making their more of their own chips as they, as they're rolling out more hardware. And, really, it's an effort to combat the rising prices of AI costs. I mean, AI costs are going through the roof. Everybody, if you want to make your data center AI compatible, you got to spend a ton of money on these AI chips, and that's really expensive, and there's no guarantee of a return. So Google said, let's make some of our own chips, and that's really what they're doing. You're looking at the stock this morning, it's up over 1%. I see Tesla's out there, Morgan Stanley feels that their robo taxi idea that we talked about yesterday, may shift its core business. That's a big shift. It's a possible. It is possible. I mean, but it is a big shift, but it's an interesting one to consider. We're talking Dow Jones 30 stocks, Microsoft. They're coming out with these new Window laptops, and these new Window laptops are going to be powered by ARM chips. That's a British semiconductor manufacturing company, ARM, ticker ARM, Apple, Richard Mary. And those chips are supposed to, help surpass, these Windows PCs in terms of, functionality like CPU processing power and artificial intelligence capabilities as compared to Apple's laptops. That's kind of positive for Microsoft. You're showing Microsoft up 0.3% this morning. Intel, Advantech, they unveiled a new GPU card with Intel's Arc A380E chip, at an event yesterday. You're looking at shares of Intel. They're trading higher by 0.5% this morning. Chevron ticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-Ray, they exited Miramar with a withdrawal from their natural gas product project. We're looking at shares of Chevron. They're actually up but about 0.2% this morning. Talking merger news, let's just talk Macy's for a second. Macy's is under a cloud of, a potential buyout offer. There's an offer on the table for $24 a share, which Macy's is trading well off of that. What was it? Macy's, I think it's trading at 19. Was it 18 yesterday? It's trading 19 and a half today. I question if this deal is going to happen or not. And, same thing with Paramount Global, ticker PARA, Paul Apple, Richard Apple. They're said to be in play, but stock has lost a third of its value since December. I mean, Sherry Redstone, daughter of Summer Redstone, she really is controlling this stock at Paramount Global. She has all the voting rights. She said to be looking for like a $2 billion payment. It's really hard to do a deal for Paramount Global when you have, one entity that really is controlling the voting rights of the stock. And that's really what happens with Paramount Global. So that's why the deal doesn't seem to be, close. But, any day we could wake up and see that a deal for Paramount Global is done. And, listen, under $11, this stock is cheap, considering it could easily trade up to, $14, $15 if a deal is done. No real guidance news came out last night, but in terms of shareholders news, Bank of New York, ticker BK, boy, Kilo, they're having a shareholders meeting today that starts at 9 a.m. In terms of catalyst calls, CHTR, Charter, Charlie Henry, Tom Richard, Citibank opened up a negative 90-day catalyst watch on the stock. And Cisco, ticker CSCO, Charlie Sam, Charlie Oscar, was added to Deutsche Bank's short-term buy ideal list. That's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us on this Tuesday?
Going with Delta Airlines, ticker DAL, David Appelleri. Earnings are tomorrow morning. EPS is 34 cents. Expected move is 5.72%. Okay, let's let's face the facts. Call volume yesterday, 57,867 versus 23,754. That's 2-1. You look it up, the open interest, 470,000 versus 339,000. That's positive. Major brokers are positive on the stock. I'm seeing, price target upgrades and, positive ratings, on the stock. So that's good to see. Now, remember last quarter, they did sell off based on a strange reaction to the firm's guidance where they talked about, concerns about maintenance being an issue for next quarter's earnings. And I didn't see any maintenance thing, stories coming out on the stock this past quarter. So, I doubt they're going to be talking about that again because of the strange reaction, when they get at that conference call. But if I'm looking at the stock, listen, I want to get in 47 area, around there. That I think that would be a good spot to gain. And I think the easy stock could easily trade, north of 47, closer to 48, maybe 48.25 during the day today. So that's my pick of the day. I'm looking at Delta Airlines ticker DAL, David Apple, Larry, Emily.
Delta Airlines, it is today. We'll follow that along with you. And coming up, we're going to do recap on yesterday's pick of the day. So stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
PANW, Paul Apple, Nancy Williams. This is Palo Alto Networks. They expand AI security partnership with Google Cloud. BlackBerry rises 4% on a pact with AMD. Apple, Michael David. Best Buy, Google Cloud, and Accenture are partnering in a generative AI for customer care. Broadcom, ticker AVGO, Apple, Victor, Grace, Oscar, they're said to be likely securing two wins with Google and Meta. Something to keep an eye on. What else do we see here? Tesla, they settled their case over a fatal autopilot crash of an Apple engineer. All right. Airlines struggle with a lack of planes as summer travel is set to hit record levels. Yeah, this is kind of why we like Delta Airlines. It just means that those planes are going to be filled. Microsoft, ticker MSFT, is going to be investing $2.9 billion to boost AI business in Japan. Pfizer's RSV shot meets goals in the trial of high-risk adults under age 60. B. Riley, the brokerage firm, the company said on Monday, Targus International and certain affiliates, which are indirect subsidiaries of the boutique investment bank, discovered on April 5th that a threat actor gained unauthorized access to certain file systems of Targus. Not good. Stock's really weak. I don't think it's going to materially impact the financial conditions, though. Financial conditions are pretty poor. Boeing, global airline industry is facing a summer squeeze with the travel demand expected to surpass pre-pandemic levels, while aircraft deliveries drop sharply due to the production problems at Boeing and Airbus. IBRX, Immune Bio, they have a PDUFA date of April 23rd, something to keep an eye on. Stellantis, ticker STLA, the first quarter increase in volumes, 5.4% within the EU's 29 regions. HOG, ticker HOG, Henry Oscar Grace, Harley Davidson ratifies a new collective bargain agreement with three unions. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we dive into trading today, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Tesla. Bill, you made this pick following that news that the company will debut its robo-taxi in August. As we heard during your newsware alerts, Morgan Stanley did mention that they feel like that's a step in its shifting core business. This news did boost the stock. So, Bill, how did your call work out?
It worked out really well. I mean, listen, the stock opened up at 169.34 and fell to 167.79. Remember, my entry price was 168. That's what I said on the show yesterday. So it fell slightly below it, and then it rallied, and then it ran, and it actually hit a high of 174.5. So, 168 to 174, that's a couple of percent there. And, the shares closed at 172.98, and you look at it this morning, and the stock's trading 173.30. So, yeah, was it a win? Yes, it was a good win. Tesla, big winner, very happy. He was very happy with the outcome yesterday, Emily.
A nice win there on a news item. And today's pick, a Delta on an earnings play. We will check in with you tomorrow about that pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswire's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.